It's after school and Jonathan DeLeon is sitting shoulder to shoulder at a piano with 11-year-old Jeremiah Saleen. He's teaching him the song After You've Gone by Turner Layton. DeLeon's playing the low notes while Jeremiah plunks out the high notes. When DeLeon came to the school 7 years ago, it was trying to shake off this negative reputation it had built up after years of school violence and low grades. Some kids here deal with things most middle school students can't imagine.
It's real tough when you see it go on. Like, for example, the neighborhood I live in is real rough.
Nehemiah Augustine is an 8th grader at North Miami Middle.
Latest incident I seen since I've been walking around, going home, I watched somebody get laid right in front of me.
Laid as in shot. Stories like Nehemiah persuaded DeLeon to leave a teaching job he had in an affluent neighborhood in Philadelphia.
I started here in 2007 as a social studies teacher, and that was extremely challenging but wonderful.
And at the time, the school had no real music classes, so he teamed up with another teacher to create an after-school guitar class. They found a donor to buy their first 6 guitars.
And the very next year, once I was teaching social studies and I had one guitar class, everything changed.
A year later, the school hired a band director, and today, half the students are involved in the music program.
Well, I started this year and just thinking it'd be fun, and then it just turned out to be, like, awesome.
This is Bianca Montanares. She's a 7th grader learning how to come out of her shell.
Yes, when at the beginning of the year, I was always, like, really shy, but, like, I couldn't sing in front of a big crowd, like, during shows. But now, since I'm in, like, these clubs, all my friends and my mentors have been, like, helping me to, like, get rid of that shyness, and it worked, because now I'm not shy.
On top of stories like Bianca, the school says it saw behavioral problems drop by 30% and even saw grades improve. But by last year, the few instruments they had needed lots of repairs, and there was no money to fix them. That's where the Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation comes in.
We are your symphony, Mr. Holland.
Michael Kamen, the director of the 1995 movie Mr. Holland's Opus, started the foundation. The organization awards underfunded music programs with new and refurbished instruments, and in North Miami's case, funded the repairs. In January, the school got a $14,000 grant. Trisha Steele is the foundation's program director.
North Miami Middle School's application, it really stood out because we could tell that in the past 3 years, specifically under new administration with the new principal in place, but the climate of the school has really changed.
Now the school's biggest mission is to show how the programs improve test scores. But Dr. Clifton Hamilton says, yes, academics are important, but music is important too, just for music's sake.
And just think about it. If you came to school every day and you never had any class that you considered fun, and you had 2 reading classes and 2 math classes because someone kept telling you you couldn't pass a test, how would you feel about coming to school?
And he says when kids like coming to school, it makes everyone's job easier. This year, North Miami Middle School is very close to getting a B from the state's grading system, an obvious milestone. Nehemiah Augustine's been playing the tuba in the band for 3 years, and this year he was chosen to be the band leader.
For me to be in this building, as we talk right now, I think it's a gift from above, you know? And I'm pretty sure the picture couldn't be any clearer.
Nehemiah's getting ready to start high school in the fall, and he says he wants to keep improving in music and academics. I'm Jeffrey Pierre in Miami.